Welcome to Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. I am here for the first time with the cast since they were at the premiere of their own show to talk about Members Only Palm Beach. A lot of stuff happened on the show. A lot of stuff got complicated after the show. So we're going to hear all about it now for the first time that they're getting together. So I wanted to start with all of you and welcome you. Thank you. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for getting together. How are you, Rosalyn? How are you feeling about being here?
I feel great. I'm really, really excited.
Good. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'm just as excited. It just doesn't look like it because I don't smile as big as she does. I'm just as excited. No, it's great to all be in the room together. You know, it's been a minute.
Yeah. Taja, how are you feeling?
Believe it or not, I'm happy to see everybody.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to hear that. What about you, Romina?
I'm excited. I'm always excited.
Okay. Is this you excited?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's different versions of my excited, but yeah.
Got it. Hillary, you look amazing. I know you just got your butt done with Dr. Goldman, and you look, you know, high and tight. How are you feeling?
Thank you. Well, I haven't shown the girls yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, tell them.
Should I do a twirl?
Yes, please.
She's sitting on her best asset right now.
My best, I mean, it's hard to do in the dress, but it is.
Zhuzhed.
It is just filler. Done by a fabulous doctor that that Rachel introduced me to. And his name is, well, I've renamed him Dr. Tush, but his real name is Dr. Dorfman.
I love that.
And, you know, I lost a bunch of weight and I had no tush.
I saw it in leggings. It looks great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you had a little, so yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't looking, you know, for the Brazilian butt lift, but I was taking in all my pants in the back. It was horrible.
Good for you.
So, yeah. And it's hard to do that. That's too much information. So I'm feeling
we like
it
to.
It looks great. And I think it's important. I got it done too. And I think it's important for people to realize, like, you know, it's not just girls who are 26 that, you know, can get these things and still look good. It makes you look younger. It makes you look more athletic. And there's only so many squats you can do. I mean, I don't know how you get
it. I work out a lot, but I even, like, my butt's not my greatest asset.
But don't you think it's really hard?
It is hard. Yeah.
Especially as
Maria needs some.
I think it's like genetic.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Good,
genetically. You know? It is. It's genetics. Like, I work out all the time and my arms are way more progressed than my butt. Like I would totally do that procedure.
Yeah.
I feel like you should do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
You can't tell in this dress, but Rachel has the best tush I've ever seen. And I was like, I need that tush. And so she shared with me, which was so nice. And I did it. And it's, you know, I'm a little sore right now. It was just Friday. Just saying. But,
was it painful?
No, they numb you, but, you know, sitting.
And it's
for
quick.
Is it
30
minutes?
Or
what is it?
It's like hyaluronic acid.
Apparently, I needed more. Mine was like 2 hours.
Oh, sorry.
Well, good. If you're happy with that and it looks good.
No,
yeah,
I'm
good. Great. All right. So when this show came out, there was so much conversation about it. Everybody was talking about it. Some good, some bad. And as you guys obviously know, the biggest thing is that people were almost offended or surprised about the representation of Palm Beach. So, Taja, I want to ask you, how would you describe what Palm Beach represents compared to what the show represented?
So, look, I think that it was all in fun and entertainment at the show. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to represent exactly what Palm Beach is, because as Maria said, there's many different layers of Palm Beach. I mean, obviously, like, you and I have been coming here our whole lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it represents philanthropy, friendships, the beautiful beaches and palm trees. And then, you know, behind the scenes competition, I think that's all real. It's not really fake. And then new people coming to try and fit in.
Right. So why do you guys think that it made so many people so angry? Like, why do you think there was
people,
so much
like
negative?
The local Palm Beaches, I don't think worldwide people had a problem with it. I think the community of, you know, like the real Palm Beaches, like the island, you know, which I can understand too. Like, maybe, you know, they feel like misrepresented, but really nobody is trying to represent them or their lives, you know.
Right.
This is just all fun and entertainment. Like, you know, we live here, we're part of the social scene, and that's what we're showing.
Yeah, I do think, you know, people have to remember that Palm Beach Island, you know, people put on some sort of a pedestal. And what people don't talk about a lot is in the last couple of years, especially since COVID, some of the richest people have moved off the island.
Yes.
You can get more property, there's more space, there's more things to do, and the houses are newer. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that a lot of people have been uneducated about who's in Palm Beach mm-hmm. and what Palm Beach is. Right. And like, you could talk about that because you've built in West Palm.
Right. And I've lived on Palm Beach Island.
Yeah.
When I first moved here, I lived on Woodbridge Road. And my son was in school at Palm Beach Public for several years and at the day school. So
was it offensive to you, though, to see the kind of negative comments that were coming about?
Well, and I, you know, I personally definitely took a hit for that because I am a Palm Beacher and a West Palm Beacher. So knowing so many people for 22 years, I literally had people say, sit down. We want to talk to you.
Right.
And literally. And those were some of the more old time people. And I looked at them. I said, guys, let's not take this so seriously. Okay. No one's trying to emulate who you are.
Yeah.
Right. This is entertainment. This is a group of five women, all very different. And no one's trying to mock, you know, the society women at Palm Beach. So let's take a step back and try and not be so emotional. And they started laughing. Mm-hmm. I tried to be funny and got them to laugh. Then, you know, I have another group of friends who I would call the really old time billionaire Palm Beachers. Mm-hmm. They're like, we loved you on the show. It was so much fun. It was so fabulous.
Yeah.
And they're no different than the other women that sat me down in terms of whatever you want to call it, in terms of, background, mm-hmm. but just a different attitude. Okay. About themselves and sure. about how they see the world. So I don't think you can even put the people who were negative in a box, because it would have been very hard to predict for me which of the people were going to be super supportive to me
sure.
and which weren't. I mean, I've had a couple of surprises of people that I thought were very good friends, mm-hmm. who I thought I was much closer to, who I've been very good to, okay, who let's say took it a step too far mm-hmm. and, you know, suddenly looked at me differently as if I was a different person between Christmas and January 1st.
Yeah.
Like as if I had suddenly changed. And I do take offense to that because number one, it's just inaccurate. And well, it just kind of showed me maybe they were never my friend anyway.
Right.
Okay, who they really were. And so I just learned a lot about people mm-hmm. personally through this experience.
Don't you think it says more about the people who are complaining than it does really about you guys? Because they talk about the way you guys look, the way you guys act, your style, whether or not you lived on the island. And to get that triggered seems like a them problem.
Right, although nobody said we lived on the island. Nobody.
Right. So I think people were like, oh, the show misrepresented itself. And so, yeah, go ahead. Do you want to say something about that?
Most people in Palm Beach love the show. Yeah. When I'm walking down Worth Avenue, I literally had people hanging out cars. Rosalind. People stop me for pictures everywhere I go. Right. Everyone loves the show. So you do have anonymous people on the keyboard, but they don't want to be named.
Right.
And we never said we're representing all of the people in Palm Beach. This show represents five women and our journeys and our life and our friendships or whatever we go through together.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with them. But if they want to be on the show, they're welcome to be on the show. And you know what? So many women who live in Palm Beach want to be on season two.
Right.
I think also so too, the reaction actually is exactly what we're trying to show.
And yeah. they are interviewing or trying to.
Correct. Right.
So people would be very surprised if they knew who is trying to be on the show. And I love that.
Right. So Romina, I'm going to ask you, when you watched the playback of the show, were you ready for how you were going to be, edited? Did you see that that's, you know, sometimes when you're edited through a couple months, you give a whole storyline and then you're edited, I won't say differently, but they take out a lot and there's a certain storyline. Were you surprised watching it back?
No, because that's exactly like how everything went down. There was maybe like one line that they moved of like what I said one time when me and Rosalind were talking. And I was like, that's not how that went. But other than that, like everything was exactly how, you know, how I lived it. So
you came in here feeling like you really wanted to fit in and learn how to fit in. Is that an accurate portrayal of
when I moved to Florida, one of the first people I called was Rosalind because we had met in Philadelphia, and we knew a lot of the same people. And I would always see like all her videos and Instagram. I've been following her, and I was like, she looks like she's so much fun, and I love to have fun. So I reached out to her, and she took me to lunch at the Boca Raton, and we had a great time, and we had, you know, a lot in common, and that's how it went. And she kept, like, you know, inviting me to all the events at Mar-a-Lago, and so I started going there, and I loved being a part of, like, these charity events and giving back to the community, but also meeting
people. So this was before the show.
This is all before the show.
In 2022?
Yeah, it's as soon as I moved, I called
her. And we
were
going to events together, even ones that I had nothing to do with. Events that I just purchased a ticket also.
And were you already thinking before the show, I need to help her with how she looks and how she represents herself?
Well, I think people commented to her.
It was a true story.
One of my outfits. And then that became like part of the pilot episode because that's just what was happening at the time. So when these shows are put together, the producers call us and they have very lengthy conversations with all of us about what's going on in our lives. Mm-hmm. And so they choose the situations that they find the most interesting, but they're all real situations that we're going through.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that was just one of the things at the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So reality television leans into a storyline. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's something that they knew would elicit strong feelings one way or the other.
Right.
And I think that that's the goal, even though this is all entertainment and we love each other.
But all of that happened.
It did happen. We did go to a black tie together. I had nothing to do with the event.
I did send her a photo of my outfit. She did say I should probably not wear it.
I said, please don't wear it because it's beautiful. You look gorgeous. But, like, I would wear that to Nikki Beach. It did happen.
Yeah.
And she shows up to a black tie wearing it. And I was like, oh, shoot. But we took a picture with the Marines.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in the country went viral. Every outlet was posting it, and then they were saying, you know, these can't be real Marines, and she's not dressed right, and who does
And then my question
and it
to her was like, but did they write my name?
And I, and I said, no, but they knew who I was, but it was funny, but it did happen.
Right. So you said you wanted to be in front of a camera for a long time.
Yeah, always.
But it seems like this became very stressful for you,
yeah,
trying to fit in. You got highs at a certain part in the show. Did that happen more than once, or
no? It just happened the one time, but it lasted for like over a week.
And I think you were allergic to the dress.
It was the dress and the stress because I have autoimmune, and the doctor said that like whatever chemical was in the dress went into my body, and the fact that I was stressing, it pulled out.
It triggered
a rash.
So I know you guys seem to be very friendly now, and I watch you guys on all the TikToks with the three of you mostly together. But as you do get into the show, you see that you, Rosalind, are trying to be very helpful in giving her etiquette classes, hiring the etiquette instructor.
It was her idea.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She
asked
for the etiquette class.
So, you know, and it didn't seem like it came from, you know, it seemed like you had a harder time with Gail giving you instructions than you did here. So I'm just curious why, because they both sort of gave you the same, you know, feedback.
Well, Rosalind is always Rosalind, even when she's, you know, feeling frustrated, she's still going to have the biggest smile on her face. And she's never, like, rude. She's never rude or mean. And I think it was Gail who was like rude and mean the whole time. And just Rosalind, there was times where she could have stuck up for me and she maybe tried, but Gail has a way of not letting anyone speak. Okay. And you even hear me saying like, you don't let me talk. Like who's the
mean
girl?
Because
she really doesn't allow anyone to say a word.
Right.
And it's very frustrating. And so maybe Rosalind wanted to say something in my defense, but it's just very hard to do it next to a person like that.
Got it.
Okay. Taja, let's talk about you for a second, because you were somebody who was very even keeled during the season. You were kind of the peacemaker in a lot of things, except for a couple instances. One, let's talk about your relationship with Gail. You were the one who was able to sort of call her out and stand up to her. And watching your edit back, how did you feel about the way you were presented versus what you filmed?
I you know, I don't think anything was edited differently than what I actually filmed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just never really, I'm not used to people name dropping and, stating their life resume at every, meeting. Like, I'm just, I'm kind of like, that makes me break out in hives.
Right.
You know, when somebody has to announce it or prove that or interrupt and, I did this, or I just, I could not believe that.
Gail loves to talk about
Gail.
Yeah,
I know, but that's,
she
very,
only talks about
talk
herself.
About etiquette.
Well,
that
repetition.
Is just not, that's not proper etiquette at all.
She also doesn't have dialogue, she has monologues.
Any place.
Also doesn't finish her sentences. Like,
it's just
you
like she
so,
says something
and
over
this,
and over and over
and
again.
That, yeah.
The same thing over and over again. Like,
right.
We heard it every single time. I chaired this. I did that. Okay. And I'm not hiring. I'm not hiring. So I don't think I need to know all of this right now. But thank you.
Right.
In hindsight, because I did stand up for Gail, I didn't want anyone talking about her. But in hindsight, Tasha was right.
Thank you, but I wasn't talking about her.
No.
I was just saying it
and I
in
didn't
front
want to
of
see
her
it.
That maybe...
I didn't want to see it.
Yeah,
but
like
you're
maybe
right.
We just want to get to know you, Gail, without your...
We do, though.
Yeah, maybe not anymore.
I
was talking about
that. I agree with you.
But I love that you're saying this because I feel like during the whole season, there was many instances with a lot of cast members.
I stood up for her to my detriment sometimes. Wouldn't let anybody say a word about her. Didn't want to listen. Didn't want to hear it. And
but is that because you had like unspoken or spoken alliance with her?
No.
Or did you just really not see it through it?
No, there was no alliance.
Okay.
I think with Gail, I really wanted like a mother figure, and I gave her a lot of respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy for me to speak up or tell somebody how I'm feeling, or even if it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her a pass, and I didn't want to see it, but I think that Tasha and Hillary were right.
I think a lot has happened since the show aired.
Thank you.
Yes.
That has shown Rosalind the true colors of Gail.
Right.
And also what Gail does when she sees everyone, I love you.
Yeah.
Everyone, you're so beautiful. You're the show. They only showed it with me, but she does it to everyone.
Right.
Everyone. And she did, they did show it one time with her when she was on stage at your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But she does it all the time. Like if she saw Tasha, oh, your shoes.
No,
like,
my super heels.
Or, no, or you know what I mean? Like, oh, your nails, your hair, your purse.
Right.
Well, she does that with everyone or with Hillary. Like, she does that. So it wasn't only with me.
Why do you think that she picked you to be the new queen of Palm Beach? How did you guys meet? Like, why? What was your interaction before the show?
So, and this is the only time I ever mentioned Mar-a-Lago. One time in the entire show was when I said I met Gail Brophy at a charity event at Mar-a-Lago, which I did.
Okay.
Kind of when I first moved here, it was COVID. So when events started happening, it was during COVID, but Florida was open when in the Northeast it wasn't. And that's how I met her. We're just sitting next to each other.
Uh-huh.
So I've known her for several years. I see her at events. And like I said, my mother passed away in 2004 from ovarian cancer.
Sorry.
And thank you. I wanted a mother figure. Very desperate for that. And so I just was hoping, and I was always very good to Gail. That's why I stood up for her, and even if she was wrong.
But she said, why did she make you the queen?
Oh, that? I was surprised at that. That wasn't told to me before. I had no idea what was in the box. So when they pulled the crown, I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you, Gail. Like, I didn't know exactly what to do, so I just went with it and thanked her.
Right.
As I would if you gave me flowers or candle.
Right.
It could have been anything in the box.
So I remember she asked you to put the crown in your closet and look at yourself and say, you are the queen.
I've never
done that. Where is the crown?
Right now, it actually is in my bathroom. but do you remember when she gave me the baton?
Yes, of course. I was going to ask where that is too.
It's in my bathroom now. But when I came home, I was like, oh, what is, what is this from Amazon, And I'm very particular with everything in my home.
Mm-hmm.
So I,
into the bedroom. She's using as a plunger.
Almost the trash. And our producer, Darren, texted me as soon as I walked in the door. And he's like, hey, don't get rid of that, you know, baton.
Right.
We need it in the show. And I was like, oh, okay, oops.
So you still have it?
I have it. It's in my bathroom. It has great memories from the show. And when I watched it, that scene with my husband, both the like when she needed a comb, oh my God, we were laughing hysterically. Like my husband and I just laughing and laughing. Just it's funny, yeah. You know?
Right.
So I didn't want to take it any other way.
Then, yeah.
You know, you have to have a sense of humor.
I think it offended a lot of people because they said, this isn't a real thing. But I think it was a metaphor.
It's a metaphor, right? For passing the crown, pass the baton, pass the torch.
Yeah.
And it's something that Gail always did say, though, to tell you the truth. And she does speak like that.
Right.
But I always said, I'm not the queen. Even in the show when she gave it to you, I said, no, I'm not the queen, but thank you. Never said I'm the queen. I don't talk about that. I never said it.
So
everyone's a queen. We're all queens.
Your opinion about Gail changed after the show, is that because you watched the show back and started to understand these girls, or did you guys actually have a falling out?
Well, kind of both. So I watched the show and I did see, oh, I don't like that, you know, but in all fairness, she does do that with everyone, mm-hmm. with the you know, with the greeting. They made it seem like a love affair, and there's no love affair, but like, you know, like more like a mother to you, more like a
son. A romantic relationship with Gail.
No, I have a very passionate relationship with my husband.
You did say after you watched the show back, you had called us and we were talking and you said, I had a chance to watch the show back. And I really wish that in that moment when we were sitting down with the etiquette coach, I really wish that I had said something. I remember you said that to Ruby.
Yes. Oh, of course. Yes.
We'll you talk didn't realize about that.
Yeah,
because you got so upset. Well, first of all, your etiquette coach got so upset that she left. You started crying.
She
you
could
left.
Have done more. The etiquette coach could have done more.
It was above her pay grade. The etiquette coach, they chased
There's
her out
so
of
much that we just talked about though, that we didn't finish, right?
Go ahead.
So you asked about, let's not forget, did we have a falling out after?
Mm-hmm.
And then that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stay in that moment and you can talk about the falling out.
Yeah.
Stay in the moment?
Yeah. Well, because like, you know, it tells people that you did regret. Like, yeah. Not saying something in the moment.
So, we filmed for 8 weeks. It boils down to 6 hours. Mm-hmm. That was towards the end of the filming, maybe the last week or the week before. So, filming with Gail was very difficult. I could not get a word in. I tried and tried. I told the producers, hey, it's really hard to film with her. I can't speak. She doesn't let me speak.
We can all attest to that.
And no,
everybody knows you cannot get a word in.
No, you cannot. It has to all be all about her. And I didn't realize that was the reason. I didn't realize she's a narcissist. I didn't realize she wants the fame. I just thought she's older and I'll give her the respect. But it came to a point where I did stop talking. I just sat there. You can clearly see in the store when it's the three of us, Romina, me, and Gail, and then at the etiquette, mm-hmm. the three of us, I say almost nothing. If you rewatch it now in that mm-hmm. lens, I was so used to the two of them just going at it. If I try to say something like Gail, she talks over me.
Mm-hmm.
She even tried to do it in episode 8 when we were all sitting, and I said, Gail, please. So I just stopped, and you know, I was just sitting looking this way, literally not even looking towards the. The action is here. Romina, me, Gail. And I'm looking toward the water mm-hmm. like that. Like, not looking at anything.
Right.
Because I know I can't speak with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, she should go back to her country. And I do regret not saying something immediately, but I...
You did say. You said she just doesn't understand when I got up. That's what you said.
Yeah.
But you were also...
But I said during that moment, I said, Gail, please... Listen, like I tried to stop her.
We were also brainwashed by Gail and thinking that I'm
please listen.
Lost in life.
Well, I wasn't brainwashed, but yeah.
So
the etiquette coach, I thought she was going to say something
right.
to stop Gail to, you know, that's why I said, please listen.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to stop her from being a train wreck of on herself saying this horrible, like bigoted thing is we don't talk like that. Right? In this day and age. And ever, like, unless you want to be
I didn't hear Gail said that. I only saw that on the show. Because she whispered
Are you
that
serious?
To Rosalind.
Yeah. So what was that like
Well,
for
she
you
didn't
watching?
Whisper it. She didn't whisper it, but you didn't hear it.
What was that like for you watching it back?
Well, I was like, this woman's crazy. Doesn't she know she's on TV? Like, who says that?
Romina, they did on, like, people came, a lot of comments came afterwards. And they were like, Romina, shame on you. Like, why don't you stand up? Like, that wasn't right. And Romina, honestly, when we watched it together, she said, I don't remember her saying that. Like, well, in that moment, that way.
She leaned over to her machine. Ooh,
yeah. No, her hand wasn't like that.
Yeah, but she didn't
but
hear
she
that.
Said it. Oh, it was. Okay, well, she said it.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, like. Listen, her, like, saying Pakistan instead of Uzbekistan, I'm used to that. That's literally the first thing everyone says when I say I'm from Uzbekistan. So that wasn't new. It was more of the fact that, like, it was, like, repeated over and over. And I'm like, damn.
It's
like,
okay to get it not right, but it's not okay to tell somebody to go back to another country.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Which I did correct her in the clothing store.
And
Uzbekistan. And I kept telling her that.
When I got up and, like, started crying, the etiquette teacher was inside. I actually went and talked to her. They just didn't air that part. And she was like, you know, she was totally taking my side. And she's like, don't worry. Like, this is just how some people are. Like, you know, if the easiest way is to just smile and nod and do it your way anyway. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was really hard to just smile and nod and yell when she's being so mean.
She is mean.
So
I didn't realize that. But I thought she was acting for the show. I really did.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This episode is sponsored by OHO, a brand I've recently been loving. What makes OHO great is that it's designed with wellness in mind. The ingredients are thoughtfully formulated and known for their health-supporting benefits while still being low-calorie and refreshing, which is something I really appreciate. It's one of those drinks that feels elevated, but also light and easy, perfect for relaxing, unwinding, or just enjoying something different from the usual sugary beverages. Another thing that I love about OHO is that they're a small company, and I'm always happy to support brands that are passionate about their products and their community. And it's not just the drinks. OHO also offers gummies and chocolates. There are different ways to enjoy their products depending on what you are looking for and what you're in the mood for. So if you want to try it for yourself, we have a special discount code for listeners, which you can find in my link tree, or go check out OHO and support a great small business and let me know what you think. Go to www.weareoho.com. That's weareoho.com and use code MISS15 for 15% off. That's MISS15 for 15% off. What if I told you that the idea that you only get parasites when you travel to some exotic country is flat wrong? Millions of Americans carry parasites right now, often without symptoms. For example, it's estimated that millions in the United States have been exposed to Toxocara, a parasitic worm, yet most never even know it. Parasites do not need a plane ticket. They can enter through tap water, sushi, undercooked foods, or contaminated produce. Some strains live in all stages, eggs, larvae, adults, hidden in your gut, releasing toxins that sabotage your energy and digestion. That's why I'm excited about Parify, Kim Rogers' 30-day full-spectrum parasite cleanse. The kit works by clearing parasites, worms, candida, and heavy metals, targeting parasites in all life stages, supporting gut health, detox pathways, and toxin removal. It's taken orally, daily for 30 days with precise dosing. I'm actually doing it myself right now. I started with the lymph cleanse, then I'm doing the Parify. Want to dive deep? I did a full interview with Kim Rogers, the worm queen herself, where we expose all the myths, understand the facts, and show how to protect your body. Listen to that episode if you haven't already. Meanwhile, go to rogershood.com and use the code Rachel to get 10% off of your order. That's R-A-C-H-E-L for 10% off. Give it a try. Maybe your body's missing link is hiding inside. Let's do this together. Again, it's rogershood.com, R-O-G-E-R-S-H-O-O-D.com, and use the code Rachel for 10% off.
So what made you actually have the falling out with her then?
So as you can see in all 8 episodes, I was, you know, very supportive. Mm-hmm. Didn't let anyone say anything, or if they did, I didn't want to see it. Mm-hmm. And then the first minute that she got on television to promote the show, mm-hmm. she said and mimicked. She said Rosalind did a blowjob, a sexual act with the baton, and she started mimicking it.
Well, we had a live.
You gotta give context. So what happened was,
I'll show it to you.
What happened was,
and she was actually, let me say,
but there's no context.
Yeah, you didn't explain.
She was actually doing it with her hand.
You need to.
And Rosanna Scott said, "Stop it! Stop it!" I had the video.
Back up.
Hold on. We did a live.
So what happened was that. So after Rosalyn watched the show, mm-hmm. she realized that there were things that didn't align with a lot of your views. So she pulled back a little bit. She was like, "Wow, that's too much." Gail obviously didn't take kindly to that because we were still all cool and hanging out. Mm-hmm. So Gail, of course, now is a little bit put off. She starts doing her press. We do a live one night, and we were being cheeky. We were going live. We had these little mini crowns and these batons as props. And we did like a little impromptu
party.
Hold on, let me finish.
That was like a month later. A lot happened before that.
No, but this was literally, it wasn't even a month. It was literally just a couple weeks. So we did this live, and we were, like, you know, going live and like doing like the flutes, we're doing a live. And these girls were dancing. I was DJing. At one point, we were dancing, and we were like tapping like Romina's butt with the baton.
Right.
Well, the story made it onto the press with Gail, where we were giving the baton fellatio. And clearly, she tried to embellish it because she was hurt. She was pissed off.
She said we disgraced the baton.
Yeah.
And that's where it came
from. That's the best time the baton ever had.
That's when she said, I'm taking back the crown and the baton. And she was so mad that they were wearing crowns, too.
Yeah.
Like, she thought this is like, you know.
I literally thought, it's never hers to begin with.
This is also a party monster issue. This is also a party monster issue.
We can all buy a Party City crown. She was not buying an Amazon crown, you know. But
she just takes everything so seriously. Like, we're here for fun. We're here.
And we've been friends for years.
Yeah.
Years and years. And we're always going to be friends. So, yes, we got, if we went out dancing and Gail wasn't there, she desperately wanted to come at first. Remember?
But it's also, too, that Gail to your face will be like, darling, I love you, this and that. And then behind your back, she'll be like, oh, they're low class and they're trash. Why are you hanging out with them?
Yeah.
So that, to me, is not a real person. Like, you have to be, like, the same way to my face and behind my back. Like,
right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So at the end of the season, we're going to go back and talk more about the other parts of the season. But there really is some discourse between you two, Hillary mm-hmm. and Rosalind.
I don't remember that.
And and you leave on this big hook of whether or not you're going to blackball somebody. And you really find your voice in the last episode.
Finally.
Yeah. So a lot of people want to know, where is your relationship between the two of you now?
Well, Rosalind and I have talked multiple times, you know, since the end of the show. I was very upset about the way that she spoke about my son's father. Mm-hmm. It was incredibly hurtful to Cooper. It was right after the premiere, and he and I had only gotten through episode 7. And then I still snuggle in bed with my 22-year-old son. He's my only child, and he's lost his dad at 16. And we were snuggling. It was like late at night. I said, let's watch the last episode. And when the words came out that I really don't want to repeat, that I actually didn't hear either Rosalind say them because her head was turned to the right and I didn't hear it. The same thing that happened to you. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's because of the sound, you know, on the mics. Sounds so much louder than it was actually said. My son started crying, like in my arms. And so I was really mad. And I wasn't mad before. Like, I had had a great time with you at the premiere. So then Rosalind couldn't understand how I went from as friendly as I was at the premiere to being so mad. And we just had to, I just had to pull her aside and tell her the truth. Mm-hmm. And you were very receptive. She's a mother of five, so she totally got it and apologized to me for that moment, which was all I wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm like, feel like I want to cry right now because my son is like, literally everybody here knows him and he's such a great kid and he's just so yummy and cute and sweet and everybody loves Cooper. You know, mm-hmm. he's just one of those people and you can understand like how disheartening that is for me. So, and it's a sensitive topic for him. Anything having to do with his dad because he's not here anymore to defend himself.
Sure.
So once she apologized to me, I was good. Like, we were good. That's all I wanted. I just wanted her to understand, you know, like I hit her hard back about something in between that time, mm-hmm. which was, you know, simply about the number of times that you had been married, which wasn't really private. But I shouldn't have said it. And I candidly knew it the whole season. And I didn't say it because I don't think it's my business to say it. So I apologized for saying it. You know, I definitely didn't get into the rest of the stuff that you talked about on the Bob Files. But I just simply said you had been married to an Israeli guy before for 2 years. But that was her information to reveal. I'm very cognizant of the fact that I did that in retaliation. Mm-hmm. And that's not typically my style. So I did apologize to her for that. So we basically apologized to each other. And, you know, like, we're good.
Do right? you feel like you're good?
Now I do.
Like this minute?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, listen, we're not best friends. We might never, as I said, have a sleepover. But we're not enemies. Yeah. You know, I'm not mad at her about anything. She's not mad at me about anything. We have very different personalities.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really, you know, circle in the same friend group. And so it's cool. I mean, we're on a show together and, you know, I respect Rosalind's position on this show. She respects mine. And I think we can work together.
What do you think?
Yeah, no. So a few weeks ago, I saw somebody who said, oh, you know, Hillary is trying to dig up dirt on you. So it riled me up in a way. So I got really upset because I thought we were cool. But now looking back, you know, maybe I shouldn't believe that. So, right. You know, I don't want to have an enemy and if it's not true, then I'll let that lie. So
I feel like there's always going to be people circling mm-hmm. our group.
There's so many people.
Trying to do things to tear us apart, but mm-hmm. we have to talk to each other.
I think sometimes too, words hurt. Like I think and it was not justified at all what Rosalind in the moment blurted out that affected your son. But knowing that we've had conversations about it, I think for Rosalind, it was a buildup of weeks mm-hmm. where she felt that she was taking hits because she was being isolated and not included, where Hillary made decisions to not invite her to a party or because she has friends that she was trying to respect. So Rosalind felt that she was...
That happened once at the very beginning of the show. Right. That was 8 weeks before that.
Right. But there was tension building the whole time, like for weeks. You guys
remember. Yeah. I mean, you did say things.
But that's why she... What I'm saying is, listen...
About me, but it's okay.
Well, but we all did. But the... But the wedding, I'm better.
Don't wait. Don't take away from it. I'm trying to explain it to you. She literally just yesterday said to me that that's how she felt. And after a period of time of carrying that, she said that as a retaliation. So just know that she felt targeted and that's why she bit back.
Yeah, sure.
So it's almost like it didn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah. And I didn't specifically say
it wasn't right.
But I don't want to hurt your son.
Of course not.
Right. I mean, and I think kids are off limits, you know, for all of us. You know,
I never mentioned him.
It's talking about...
Did you even know that that guy was the father of the child?
No, I wasn't.
No, she was talking about his. She was talking about his dad.
Yeah,
and my relationship.
I looked at Taja just to be clear, and
I didn't know that was the
father. No, she doesn't know. Yeah,
child.
I just said, you know, would you have somebody who was 29 who was in his, you know, 40 years older? And she said, no, I wouldn't.
No, I'm really sorry, but it was 38 years older.
Okay, maybe
she said you just missed the funny that Hillary made.
Yeah, you said, no, I wouldn't.
Right,
she said,
but
most of
Palm Beach
does that.
Yeah, you said
most of Palm Beach.
Not 40, and he was really hot. I just want to say he was totally hot. Look at pictures of him.
I do it, but I changed my mind. If he was a hot billionaire, maybe I would.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I normally don't go
to
older guys, but there's always an exception.
Well, you know, from a kid who came from us, you can imagine.
He took it personally.
Yeah, that is a very personal comment.
Yeah. Right.
And that's why, because he is a product.
Husband, obviously, it's not your current husband, but she didn't know if it was.
They're both hot in very different ways.
She's like, all my men are hot.
It's interesting because there was a sort of feeling there that somebody was suggesting that you were a sugar baby. And you talk a lot about being self-made.
Right.
So that probably, I don't want to speak for you, but did that hurt your feelings?
Well, actually, Gail did. Told me that I was a gold digger. And the fact is, and it's in a book called Richistan, it's a whole chapter about billionaire to bust Pete Musser, who then married his 38-year-old younger girlfriend, Hillary Grinker. Okay. I wish I had, but I did not marry a billionaire. Would have been great if he still had a billion when we got married, and I would still have a plane, and that would be really cool.
But even a broke billionaire is a lot more rich than a broke.
A broke billionaire, $40 million in debt to his company, is not a lot more richer than anybody I know. So that's the fact. So it's a long story, and you can read about it in the book. But having said that, I'm writing my own book.
Now you sound like Gail.
It's in a book. Like, there's a chapter on that topic.
No one is disputing you.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
I'm just saying it's not that much fun.
It is Gail-like.
It's not that much fun.
This story I know.
It triggers you, so you feel like you overspeak it sometimes. But you're in good company. We're with you.
We got it, but I want to go back
to
something.
Did she just compare me to Gail?
No.
As far as I know, Gail only had one husband, so there's nothing to compare here.
You guys have to retract that. I can't.
I want to go back to something that Maria said, which was that words hurt. And people say things and they don't realize that they hurt, and they get taken out of context. Since the show, you and Taja have had some issues.
Yeah.
Where Taja actually came on my podcast. I asked her a question about a rumor that was everywhere. She gave her response, and you ended up sending her a cease and desist.
Yes.
I know that this might be hard to talk about, but I do think it's important to talk about. So do you want to express why you sent a cease and desist?
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to talk about.
Okay.
It was not true. Because you asked her and she said 100%. I mean, they wrote exactly what it was. The cease and desist is extremely narrow. I was only talking about what she had said on your podcast and on another show. And it was like verbatim what she said. And it was untrue. 100%. Rosalind's being kicked out of Mar-a-Lago.
No,
it's not true.
But she asked me, have I heard that? And I said, yes, before the show. That's what I said. I didn't say that I know that that's true.
The way it was said, it was. And then it was on another show. So it was the two times, and it was
heard that. That's what I was asked.
Okay.
How would I know if it was true?
I don't know. You spoke like you did know. You did say.
I said,
100%
I heard
that. It's true.
She asked me, have I heard that since the show? And
did
I said, no, I was asked before the show.
Is 100% true or not?
She
okay,
did.
So
she said 100%.
I said 100%. I heard that.
Okay, so let's clarify something because I don't have the transcript in front of me.
Right.
We can pull it up.
We
can pull it up
when
we're doing this in post. But I will say, if you break that conversation down, because I'm friends with you, I very much like you, and I want you guys to be good. And I said to you when I talked to you about this, I think that you should look into why you sent this cease and desist. It was probably embarrassing for you to hear it. You didn't like that rumor being regurgitated, and it was something that you didn't like because you're a member of a club and you don't want people even talking about that.
Yeah, a member in good standing. And good also it was slandering my name.
Okay.
And
she did not start
untrue.
That rumor. I just want to remind you because I had read it in 4 different articles and I chose to ask her. So it wasn't her that started it. And, you know, I understand that that could be hurtful. And, of course, you don't want to hear that from anyone.
But
and
if it, you repeat it.
It was anonymous.
You're no better if you
it
repeat it.
It was anonymous. And they're saying 100%.
No,
I'm just saying.
Okay. Let me finish.
So but the way you did answer was it's 100%
true. You don't send
somebody
a cease and desist for that. I said 100%.
So,
I've heard that
on,
before.
Taja,
that's it.
After I sent the cease and desist, everything stopped. Not only was there no more talk about that, all of the anonymous sources and every single article, it went away.
Okay, well, that's
so,
good.
And it was very narrow, and it's not about anything else, and you can call me nincompoop. You can
so
say
you must
you
have
want.
Sent cease and desist to other people because I didn't start that rumor.
So
okay,
I was only clarifying
was
she didn't start the rumor, but I think what she was upset by is what she heard, clearly, is that you were saying 100%, I know this happened,
no,
it's going to happen.
I heard it.
So I just
heard
want
it before. That's what you asked me.
Yes.
Yeah, but
so
you did
I
make it seem
question.
Like you knew it was
happening.
You did
yes, it's
way.
Happening.
No, I did not. How would I know that
but
it's happening? I said
roll
I
back
heard
the tape.
It.
Right, let's
yeah.
roll
that's
back
it.
The tape.
Yeah.
And
I said I heard
it.
It
gave you something to talk about. It
right.
sounded very saucy, and
so,
you were in it.
So now, how do you feel about it? Do you think she's 100% getting...
I have no idea. I don't think about it. It doesn't affect me. I don't care.
Good.
So
let's not think about it. Okay, that's not true.
Terrific.
Terrific. That's how it should be. Because
okay.
rumors should be rumors and not perpetuated by somebody you think is a friend.
She asked me a question.
You're good.
Period.
Right.
You.
So moving forward, do you guys think your relationship can go back to normal, can be good? Like, where are you guys at? I've had a lot of questions about the two of you as well. For
well,
your
we
relationship.
Obviously haven't spoken.
Right.
Know, so, yeah, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, do you want to be friends with her? Let's say you guys get a next season. Will you be friends
with
her?
I want to be at peace with everyone.
Okay. Well, I know you've had a difficult time since the season aired, right? It seemed like on the show you were friendly with everybody, maybe except for Gail. And since the season has happened, it seems like there have been different pods of people and there's been a little conflict. So what do you think you need from the group or from yourself to be able to feel like, I mean, listen, you guys were like trauma bonded by doing this. When you do a reality show, if you're one couple with people, you get trauma bonded with people. And what I would like for you guys all, you don't have to love each other, but you realize you go through something. You go through this newfound fame together, and that's a big deal. It's hard all of a sudden to have people that want to be your friends, that don't really know you, that you all of a sudden have in your life, that are using you. You don't know who to trust. And quite frankly, you only have yourselves because you're going through the exact same experience just with the 5 of you, you know? And so it's sad that there's been so much animosity. So I'd love to see...
There's been
like,
some tension.
Yeah.
I feel that... And this is before the show, because I know that the show does bring a lot of new energy that we could not have anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that there are certain dynamics that do make the group friendship challenging, because... There are certain things within the group where it's, we don't have to think about it. Like when we get together, you know, Roslyn, Romina and I, like it's easy. Like even Hillary, we've invited out a few times. She's been busy. I feel that there are certain dynamics with Taja where there's been an isolation, but it hasn't been like, I'm speaking for myself. It hasn't been on our part where I feel that the energy has shifted because somehow there was a separation. Like after the show aired, you had even said it in interviews where you said, I didn't get as much airtime and my storyline is much more interesting than Romina's etiquette classes. And it just seemed that at that point there was a lot of speaking out against us, like especially with what we just talked about. And then all of a sudden you weren't coming around as much. I wasn't hearing from you. And you know, the things I was hearing, it became a lot of negative energy where for me, I try to avoid that type of energy. And it just became very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, adult relationships don't look like that. Like, I don't like negative energy. It makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like negative talking. You know, just a lot of toxic energy just pushes me away. Like, it scares me away.
Sure.
So I feel like I've separated myself from that because I don't like that type of, you know, friendship activity in my life, you know, to be talking like poorly about people or this person does. Like, I've even heard stuff about myself that's been said. Like, I hope that I don't want to believe it. And I really don't want to get into it because I don't want to perpetuate like stupidity. Like it feels so fourth grade.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It feels so mean girl. But at the end of the day, it's hard to all come together, five of us, and be like, let's do TikToks. Let's do this. Let's do that. When I feel that somebody has separated themselves somehow inadvertently, and maybe you don't even know it. That's how I feel. Like, do you feel like, because we haven't talked in weeks, do you feel that it's on my part?
No, I was, you know, after the premiere, I was very inclusive, obviously. And I thought that, you know, I didn't really get a good response, especially with, you know, what happened with
she Gail helped you pay for the premiere, by the way. She sent
so
you
she helped so, me so pay.
She sent you $1,000.
And that was a tip. That was a tip.
I thought I sent
no,
it.
No, Romina. Romina, that was like
okay,
a half a million dollar
like,
party.
How are you going to say that,
she helped
that
me
there
pay?
Was a separation
no.
See, when she sent
no,
you money?
It's the way she said it.
Hold on. Did you?
I'm just trying to understand.
She helped me pay.
She didn't help you pay, but she sent you money for your party.
She sent a tip.
Do you send tips for people's parties?
So did Hillary.
Of course, when I go places, there were like 100 employees there. And Hillary, this is how that was. Hillary asked me.
How are you
going to
say that there was a separation?
Let me talk. Hillary asked me, do you need anything? Because you were such a great premiere.
Correct.
And you were nice enough to invite everybody with their families and friends. And I said, you know
what?
What
did you say? Can you repeat that? I didn't hear it.
So I'm clarifying what she just said, which was Maria helped me pay for the premiere, which is a joke. So here's how that went. Hillary was nice enough to ask me, do you need anything? You know, after the premiere, and she saw what an amazing party
it
was.
It
was before the premiere.
We didn't even know where it was happening,
before.
And we were already asked to help pay for it.
She only sent me something after,
I asked you before.
Okay, anyway, you
because
asked
I
me, and I said tips.
Ask you.
That's all, tips.
Because you stopped talking to all of us. So Taja was planning the premiere, and because she got flustered and frustrated that everybody wanted details, and she was trying to keep everything private, so she literally stopped talking to most of us right before the premiere.
No, but I was
because it was the easiest way.
It
was the easiest way to keep everybody at bay, which fine, but now Hillary hits me up the week of the premiere.
That's not true.
Hillary,
well, who
we,
can come? Who
no,
come.
A couple of days. That's fine. So,
who can
based,
come? What do you mean? Who can
well,
come
to the premiere? Who
can
come? Can
you
who can,
listen? This
you
is
had
a
very nice guest list.
I did.
Didn't you?
Yes.
So, is there a complaint about that?
This is a different.
God, that sounds like a complaint.
Okay. I would like to just support Taza here for a minute, if you let me.
Well, I want to too.
Let me just.
I didn't finish. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. So, just to clarify, Romina maybe didn't say it in a way that you liked. When you did the premiere, it was a wonderful event. Beautiful. We wanted to celebrate. The show had just come out. We were getting such great reception, and it was so hard for us to come together and celebrate when the morning after the premiere, I called you and I sent you on the phone. I said, thank you. I said, you did such a great job. And I did. I sent you money.
I did not get a
let
call
me finish.
From you.
Wait, let me finish.
No. I texted you.
I sent you money as a tip because Hillary had mentioned it to me. I hadn't even thought about it because we weren't part of the planning. So I had no idea. So when Hillary said to me, hey, just an FYI, you don't have to do this. This is what I'm doing. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So after I spoke to you, I had sent you the money to tip out the staff because I know that you had planned this party.
You sent $1,000.
I sent $1,000.
Right. And that was very nice of you.
Listen, even if I sent $5, it was beautiful of me.
It was very nice, but
I'm not done.
That was for a tip. So to say that you're not done.
Understandable, but you also threw a
party.
You also threw a party that you said it's my party. You wanted nobody to be involved in it. Wait. You wanted nobody to be involved.
I didn't say it's my party. I said it's for all of us, and it's a premiere.
You said you're throwing a party. You wanted nobody to be involved. And
why
then,
would you be involved?
Can I finish the sentence, please? And then afterwards, whether I sent you $100 or $1,000 or $10,000, you were going and saying that they did not thank me for the party. They didn't appreciate the party that I threw. I did so much for them. So I find that insulting. That if you don't think $1,000 is enough, I'll donate it somewhere else.
No, that's not what I said. So calm down, okay?
I heard it from multiple sources.
No. Because you made up. I heard rumors that you were saying that I asked you all for money, which I did not.
You didn't ask us
for
money.
So that's what I heard. That is what I heard from everyone.
You didn't ask us for money.
Well, but that's what I heard.
Hillary asked us for money.
That's what I heard.
Well, then.
So she's clarified.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm telling you what I heard.
So well, then you should have called us.
That you were going around telling people not to be friends with us. But we're not sitting here talking about what we heard.
Don't worry about it.
Multiple. But people who are very close to us said, as soon as you met them, you said, don't be friends with Romina and Maria. They're trash. But I heard you talking about me being trash from before we even started filming. So
that's
this
not true.
Been,
I know Maria made that up.
Okay, hold on. Let's settle this once and for all. Do you think that these two are trash?
No, I don't.
Yeah, she tells
everybody. I don't.
What?
You think that
we've had multiple people in town.
That was your show.
Well, so let's just talk about that because the start of the show.
Like, just be honest.
You and Hillary would be on the penthouse.
You said she's in the basement.
And she would be
I said it.
Just clarify. And then give her a chance.
That is that's. That's
or
just
that
like,
a cruise ship or a jail won't happen.
That is just entertainment for a show. That is not. I admire Romina. She knows that. I think that she's a strong, like, character. I love that she has the guts to sing and to, you know, like, I really do. I admire her, and she knows that. I have supported her and cheerleaded her in the background many times. And she knows that.
But that's not what we have behind the scenes.
Yeah, and like you do on the front line.
Like also the party that I threw with Coco at her house. And you had gone on camera in your interviews and you basically knocked the party and said that there was no food at the party, which there was lots of food. It was sponsored by a chef. Coco was actually put off because the chef donated so much of his time and efforts for the
food. I didn't see any food.
And you said, listen, you were filming. The point is that there were so many photos and videos of there being food. And I find it kind of ironic where the parties that you have thrown, there has only been sponsored alcohol, like not an open bar. There's been sushi on a kitchen counter, like raw with nothing. And I'm thinking, you claim to be like the hostess with the mostest and you knock other parties. Like, it's
not
nice.
Wait, I'm sorry. At my birthday party, I didn't have food.
It's not nice.
What party did I not have food at?
Not nice.
Are you like,
I don't know, the Palm party?
There was plenty of food there.
Well, that's not her fault. That wasn't her check.
The premiere party was also sponsored.
The premiere only had one penny.
That's the other thing too, Tasha. Like, people gave sponsorships for the premiere.
It
was all sponsored.
I don't know, whatever my friends were complaining.
Okay, let's talk about the premiere for a minute.
This is double standard.
Well, of course the premiere was sponsored. What did you think? I was going to pay for it.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
I think we shouldn't criticize each other.
So that's why just be nice.
Okay, guys. Hang on. I want to talk about the premiere for a second. Had you guys seen any of the episodes before the premiere?
I had not.
Okay. Anyone? Had it come out yet?
She watched seven.
Yeah, we watched them.
You did watch
seven.
Okay, so all of you walked in knowing what you were, what the show was a little bit.
I did not because I was really busy.
Okay, I'm just curious because I don't know where we were in our heads of if somebody was mad. So we know, because we've all seen the footage, that Gail gets escorted out, that there were some issues maybe with you speaking as well to her. So can we clarify, first of all, can you clarify what happened so that we hear it from you, why she was escorted out? And then I want to hear from you about your side.
So the check-in people at the premiere sent me like videos and pictures of Gail at front as she was entering the premiere, like drinking empty glasses like this of champagne. They asked me, do you know this woman? Can we let her in? I said, yeah, let's let her in. She's part of the cast. She came in and came straight to the red carpet to talk to Roslyn, and they were talking about suing me. They said, that's not a lie.
I told you right then and there what happened.
She said, there's going to be a lawsuit
and what
here
did
tonight.
I tell
I'm
you?
Suing you and Netflix. That's what Gail
and what
said.
Did I say when you walked over?
You said you were telling her to shut up.
That's right.
Yes.
She said it because you said.
But you
that
and her
I
were whispering
just,
and I said, what are you talking about?
And I wasn't whispering with her. She came over hot. And I said to her, this is not the time or the place. Stop.
Okay.
And I'd watched all eight episodes too. And I was not happy with her anyway. And I was not whispering or in on this. I told her, stop. You're not behaving properly. This is a beautiful party.
Why was
she Tasha made this.
So when I
said, can tell you exactly what you said because I was standing right next to you.
Okay, hold on. Why
I told her this is not the time
to
play.
People that are watching.
It's
not of the above.
Hold on.
I know
exactly
what
it is. People that are watching don't understand why Gail was so hot. What was she mad about?
She watched it in the car. Or I don't know. She was watching something in the car.
An episode.
Yeah.
And walked in mad.
She was mad about something.
Okay.
About
but
what?
She's all talk.
You're both right. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're both right. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Yeah. You're both right.
But you weren't there.
I was standing right next to her.
I
was
standing right next to her. I know, but then you only hear bits and pieces.
No, no, no.
I told her before she walked in to be nice and
she
be
walked
gracious.
In hot. She talked about suing two different... She talked about suing two different people. She didn't say whom. She didn't say Taja and or Netflix. She didn't mention any names. And then you said, in a whisper, not here, Gail, very sternly. That's exactly what happened. And I assumed from that she was talking about Netflix and she was possibly talking about Taja. But I didn't hear the words Netflix and I didn't hear the words Taja.
Yeah.
But I did hear you say... in a very whisper, not here, Gail. Yeah. And you said it in a stern way.
Yes.
So you're both right.
I didn't like her behavior.
Okay. And when I came over, because there was commotion between the two of you.
Yeah.
And the security came around. What?
No, I said, you guys are saying the same thing. Like, she's not getting kicked out.
So there was
commotion.
Yeah. And I came over and I said, what's going on?
And I told you.
You said, no, nothing, nothing. And then Gail said to me, there's going to be a lawsuit here tonight. I'm suing you and I'm suing Netflix. Did you not hear that?
I did.
Okay.
She said it. And
so
I said to you, and I'm telling her
right.
to stop.
Okay.
And
so she's trying to tell you that she wasn't
part
of that part.
I know.
Yeah. Yes.
So
I had nothing to do with that. I would never condone that. I didn't walk in with her. I didn't see what state she was in.
Okay. So
and I don't
she was not in
behavior.
A good state.
No.
And the security of the event decided to escort her out.
Yeah,
because
you're
100% yelling.
Right.
She was causing a commotion.
But on a podcast, you did say the
that.
Two of them were whispering.
Well, you were whispering for quite a while.
I was
it takes long to get stuff out.
Okay, well, here,
I was telling her, you're not acting right. Cool it. Stop it. I mean, how much can I tell somebody to stop their behavior?
So I'm
going to
stop you guys right
so
here for a second.
We should thank you for telling Gail to calm down.
Okay. I'm going to stop you guys right here because I am going to say, why don't we hear from Gail herself?
Yes.
Surprise, ladies. Don't say a word. You guys move over one. Yeah, no, Gail, stop talking. Gail.
So don't say I social
I thank
you with
that.
A zero that I could get from you.
You said, I'm suing you and I'm suing
No,
you.
I did not.
There's going to be a lawsuit tonight.
Roslyn called me and said, you have a lawsuit. Roslyn plays
what was it?
The angel.
Hi.
Okay, we'll get to that. Look at me. Take a break.
Because I actually loved you. Sure.
You were saying I did sexual acts
you're
at the time.
You're, actually, you're all yes. leveraged.
So I stood up for you for 8 episodes till the end.
You're one. Stop.
This is too toxic.
I know. Yes, I know. I've checked it all out. You're leveraged to the end.
Don't even go there.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Cachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to cachava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.